A new study finds what ER doctors write down in your medical record doesn't always match up to what actually took place in the emergency room. The surprising results were recently published in the American Medical Association journal Network Open. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with KJZZ's medical commentator, Dr. Joseph Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. It's a new segment you'll hear on the show where we'll discuss the latest news from the medical world. The two started with a growing concern of unexplained illness when you think something is wrong, but your doctor tells you it's all in your head.
It's actually fairly common, is the sad truth to it. If you have something that is relatively straightforward, very clear, it fits into a nice, neat box, you're not going to run into this trouble. The moment you start getting into non-specific symptoms that are hard to put into a specific diagnostic label, that it fits nice and neat according to the textbooks, you're not going to run into this. Problem is, there's a lot of things that fall outside of the typical realms of the textbook.
Right.
In this particular study, there was this question of this rising number of folks that are placed in the it's all in your head category. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be from the perspective of the study, they looked at it from the standpoint of like, wow, there's a lot of psychological rationale or reasons why someone may feel sick. And it may be maybe work is driving them crazy, or maybe a life situation is driving them crazy. And they talked about the interplay of how these social home work type of deal can impact illnesses. I view it from a slightly different way, which is, there's also a lot of things we don't know. And sometimes there is, I'll tell you, in my field of neurology, there's like autoimmune neurology things where there is a funny antibody circulating that causes all these different symptoms from fatigue to depression to a whole other host of things. But when you take it to see a doctor, all they hear is fatigue, depression. So, oh, you must feel depressed. It must be in your head. Mm-hmm. And it may miss the whole point that there's something else physical going on at that point. And sadly, when you don't fit in those boxes, especially when it comes to energy level and mood, you're immediately tagged and you put it all in your head. The person, the patient, you and I, when we hear that, it's like, oh my God, they think we're crazy.
Right.
But we're not crazy.
So I mean, how do you, as a doctor, if you get a patient like this who's been to doctor after doctor after doctor and has been told this maybe and feels like they might actually be crazy, you know, what do you do? How do you approach it? How do you help them?
Well, the first thing is that you have to kind of like in the justice system, you're always innocent before guilty. So I always assume if you're coming to see me, a physician, there must be a problem enough that this is not, I just want to make a lot of attention about it. It must be something that this needs to be dealt with. And so you have to start off from the perspective that something's going on. They're coming to you because this is a real issue and not because they want to waste your time and get some extra attention. So take them seriously is
the first
thing.
That's the first piece of advice, yeah.
That's the first and most important element that you have to kind of take.
Yeah, but that's actually probably hard for a lot of doctors.
Well, the problem in modern medicine now is that time is a commodity. And so you have X amount of time. And when it's not cleanly falling into the boxes and you're looking at the clock on the wall, you realize that, will I be able to figure this out? Will I have enough time to sort through this? And that may come to a doctor later on in the day when they're thinking about it or a eureka moment when they're reading something else. Mm-hmm. But it's how do you kind of fit that in? And I think that's the most important thing for the doctor's standpoint is to take them seriously.
Yeah.
For the patient, and that's you and me if we ever have this issue, God forbid, is to kind of try to be like, you know, these are my symptoms. I feel X, Y, Z. Try to kind of not add a lot of detail other than when, what, and how is it impacting my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's turn to this second study. This is about ER doctors. And in the study, researchers compared what ER doctors will tell patients and then what will actually be charted, what will end up in their data in their chart. So what did they find here?
In this small study, they looked about a half a dozen to 12 resident physicians, and they looked at two pieces, at how they documented their examination of the patient, and secondly, what they documented in terms of what they asked the patient. And there was a huge difference between what was in the chart, which the chart said that they had done these things, and what was observed was that they hadn't done those things.
Even when they knew they were being observed?
Even though they knew they were being observed, which is, that's the shocking part of this, that this was the reality. You would have thought that the numbers would have gone the other direction.
Yeah.
But instead, it was shockingly a huge discrepancy. And the ultimate point from the authors were twofold. Number one, electronic medical records, and this is not to fault something other than the people who are documenting it, but they make it a little too easy to over-document. There's a button, this is on almost every electronic medical record, that there's this huge exam form in front of you or a part of the exam called the review of systems when you're supposed to ask each of the different body systems what the problems are if you have any complaints. There's a button that if you click at the top says, if all normal, click this, and then they all immediately zoom to complete it.
So it's as if you asked every single one of those questions.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
And so one of the big points is that although there's convenience for that, for the physician who's really busy, that may not always convey what's really happening. The second point is really for you and me, the patient. You really have to look at the records.
Which I don't think most patients do or even know to do, right?
Exactly. Because one of the things is once you see the doctor, you feel better, you're happy. But sometimes if you're not completed the care or some issue, looking at those records to make sure that it exactly conveys what occurred is really important. And I will tell you, most doctors won't get upset if you point it out, unless we're talking about, let's correct the punctuation. that may get you into a situation there.
Okay, so I mean, if you look at that and you're thinking about data and records, like what is the takeaway there? Like, why does this really matter for folks?
I think it matters for twofold. Number one, there is an issue that as we start collecting big data and putting together what are the symptoms and what are the issues that occur, having errors like this will maybe skew the results and will not help us all as we try to understand more unique diseases or best way to manage a disease. Mm-hmm. The second piece is at this moment, payment is based on how much you ask and how much you do. So this actually can affect one's pocketbook, if you will, in terms of what's charged and not charged. And that could set up the stage for just understanding what is the right level of charge that was placed on the chart based on what's documented. Charges are based on documentation. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, you better make sure that it matches up so that what you get charged is appropriate.
All right. That is Dr. Joseph Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic and KJZZ's medical commentator. Dr. Servin, thank you for coming in.
Such a pleasure.